Some farmers in the far west are having a hard time getting crops to market because of a labor dispute in Portland, Oregon. Many traditionally send a couple of crops in particular through that Oregon port, their lentils and chickpeas, to Asia and South America. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson begins his report far from the Pacific coast.
The container yard at the port of Lewiston, Idaho, looks forgotten. A tall crane next to the Clearwater River sits parked and unused. Off in the distance, two orange metal shipping containers lie side by side, surrounded by asphalt in every direction.
We're looking across a fairly vacant container lot. Last year, there would have been probably 250 containers here.
David Dornsfeld is the port's general manager. He runs the farthest inland port on the West Coast. Farmers from North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, and eastern Washington all depend on it to get their goods to market.
Soft white wheat is the major export out of this area.
And it's shipped by a different method, bulk cargo. Until this last spring, the rest of the farmers' crops were barged to Portland and loaded onto container ships. But almost all of Portland's container fleet left this spring after a long labor dispute between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the company that employs them. Dornsfeld says that's had ripples all the way out here.
When steamship lines quit calling, that then ended all container on barge service at the Port of Lewiston.
And that's where farmers are taking a hit. They can't grow wheat all the time because it would eventually suck all the nutrients from the field. So every few years, farmers rotate in peas and lentils to inject nitrogen back into the soil.
Peas and lentils are all shipped in 100-pound sacks that are palletized, shrink-wrapped, put in containers, and sent out. So unlike wheat, peas and lentils are moved in containers.
The Port of Portland was a very cost-effective way to ship into the international markets.
Peter Klaber is the vice president of marketing for the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council in Moscow, Idaho.
By using the barge system down the river, we were able to move a lot of tonnage at a low price, move the containers onto ocean-going ships, and get them out to the export markets that we serve.
Klaber says those peas and lentils are now shipping out of the ports of Tacoma and Seattle, a little cheaper than Portland, but the containers have to go by truck.
That increases the cost significantly.
About $1,000 more per container than barging.
Because we are operating within a global market, we can't simply raise our prices to the buyers because they have alternatives.
Like suppliers in China, Australia, Russia, or France.
So where does that additional cost get recorded? It means that the return to the farmer has to be less.
With the harvest well underway along the Washington-Idaho border, Chad Heimgartner is getting ready to take his combine out for the day. Like most farmers around here, his crops are being trucked to Puget Sound. He says the labor dispute at the Port of Portland has been frustrating and ultimately will cost him money.
I don't think they have any idea what they're doing to us out here growing the crops.
Heimgartner says he wants dock workers and their company to work out the labor issues that led to the loss of container service.
They're just looking out for themselves. I think it's pretty selfish on their part, and it leaves a pretty bitter taste in everybody's mouth out here.
Farmers agree the long-term fix is for container service to one day return to the Port of Portland. But for now, these farmers will have to adjust to smaller paychecks. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.